The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon.
Lord knows they'll try.
A little slow on the uptake there, aren't you, G? I start talking and halfway in, you cut me up. Okay, fine. Okay, can we start out? This never happened. Nobody heard a thing. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 17 October 2017. And, you know, we got dedicated people out there. One of those people is Doug Owen. When's Doug on the network? Saturday at 9 o'clock? Well, he runs Blacklisted News. And this guy, every morning before he goes to work, Sunday at 9 o'clock. Is that p.m. or a.m.? P.m. That's Central Standard Time? That's 9 p.m. Sunday Central Standard Time. Thank you for all that linked information. At any rate, he gets up early in the morning. You know, 6 o'clock in the morning, he's banging away at his computer, putting up the relevant stories on Blacklisted News, of which he sends me and I peruse the list. And I've been trying more to link the stories directly to him. There's a little game that people have been playing for a number of years. In order to get credit or hits for their story, you can only post part of the story, and usually at the bottom of that, it'll say read more, and then you'll go to directly to the website. It seems to work out rather well because they get the link hit, because people obviously want to read the rest of the story. Sometimes I do that, but sometimes I do not. But I appreciate Doug Owen and all the work that he's done on RBN. And you know my deal, folks. I mean, there's been a lot of people that have heard the story and then heard it and then heard it and heard it. And they just don't, yeah, we've heard that before. And it goes into the pile of not so important. Well, it is the most important. A lot of people would argue that with me. The most important subject that we are facing in this country, whether it's from control, whether it's from debt, so many different angles on the money problem that they're almost too numerous to list. They truly are. But Mike Snyder has gone through the trouble to try to lay this out. I think Mike listens to the program because some of the verbiage in the story, I use on air quite a bit. And if that's the case, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it very much. It's nice to find people that are interested in going to the root of the problem rather than flapping in the wind and hacking at branches. He says that throughout human history, those in the ruling class have found various ways to force those under them to work for their economic benefit. But our day and age, we are willingly enslaving ourselves. The borrowant is the servant of the lender. And there's never been more debt in the world than there is right now. According to the Institute for International Finance, global debt has hit a $217 trillion mark, although other estimates would put this number far higher. Of course, everyone knows that our planet is drowning in debt, but most people never stop to consider who owns all of this debt. This unprecedented debt bubble represents the greatest transfer of wealth in human history. And those that are being enriched and extremely wealthy, at least at the very, very top of this food chain. Did you know that 8 men now have as much wealth as the poorest 3.6 billion people living on the planet combined? Every year, the gap between the planet's ultra-wealthy and the poor just become greater and greater. This is something that I've written about frequently, and the financialization, love that word, financialization, of the global economy is playing a major role in this trend. The entire global financial system is based on debt, and this debt-based system endlessly funnels the wealth of the world to the very, very top of that pyramid. Mr. Theory of Relativity, Albert Einstein, once said, "Compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. He who understands it, earns it. He who doesn't, pays it." Whether he actually made that statement or not, the reality of the matter is that it's quite true. By getting all the rest of us deep into debt, the elite can just sit back and slowly but surely become the wealthier over time. Meanwhile, as the rest of us work endless hours to pay our bills, the truth is that we're spending our best years working to enrich somebody else. Much has been written about the men and women who control the world. Whether you wish to call them the elite, the establishment, the globalists, the truth is that most of us understand who they are. And how they control all of us is not some sort of giant conspiracy. Ultimately, it's actually very simple. I love my Occam's razor, don't you? Money is a form of social control, and by getting the rest of us into as much debt as possible, they're able to get all of us to work for their economic benefit. And it starts at a very young age. We greatly encourage our young people to go to college, and we tell them it's not even to worry about what it'll cost. We assure them that there'll be great jobs available to them once they're finished with school, and they have no problem paying off the student loans that will accumulate. Well, over the past 10 years, student loan debt in the United States has grown 250%. It is now sitting at an absolutely staggering grand total of $1.4 trillion. Millions of our young people are already entering the real world financially crippled, and many of them will literally spend decades paying off those debts. Welcome, son, to the real world. But that's just the beginning. In order to get around in our society, virtually all of us need at least one vehicle. And auto loans are very easy to get these days. I remember when auto loans were only made for 4 or 5 years at most, but in 2017, it's quite common to find those loans on new vehicles that stretch out for 6 or 7 years. The total amount of an auto loan debt in the United States has now surpassed $1 trillion. And this is a very dangerous bubble, and it just continues to grow. If you want to own a home, that is going to mean even more debt. In the old days, mortgages were commonly 10 years in length, but now 30 years is the standard. By the way, did you know where the term mortgage originally came from? If you go all the way back to Latin, it actually means death pledge. And now most mortgages are 30 years. Many will continue making payments until they literally drop dead. Sadly, most Americans don't even realize how much they're enriching those that are holding their mortgages. For example, if you have a 30-year mortgage on a $300,000 home at 3.92%, you'll end up making total payments of $510,640. Credit card debt is even more insidious. Interest rates on credit card debt are often in the high double digits, and some consumers actually end up paying back several times as much as they originally borrowed. According to the Federal Reserve, total credit card debt in the United States has now surpassed the $1 trillion mark. and we're about to enter the same time of year, or again, the time of year when Americans use their credit cards the most frequently. Overall, U.S. consumers are now nearly $13 trillion in debt. Now, as borrowers, we are servants of the lenders, and most of us don't even consciously understand what's been done to us. I have focused on the individual debt obligations, and I'm going to roll around to the second part of this. We're going to talk about how the elite use governmental debt to corporately enslave us. All over the planet, national governments themselves are drowning in debt, and this didn't happen by accident. The elite love to get governments into debt because it's a way to systematically transfer tremendous amounts of wealth from our pockets to their pockets. This year alone, the U.S. government will pay somewhere around $500 billion just in interest on the national debt. That represents a whole lot of tax dollars, and we aren't getting any benefit from. And those who are on the receiving end are just becoming wealthier and wealthier. Also, we'll say a few words about our debt-based system is literally designed to create a government debt spiral. Once you understand this, the way that you view potential solutions completely changes. If we ever want to get government debt under control, we've got to do away with the current system that's intended to enslave us by those that created it. We spend so much time on the symptoms, but if we ever want permanent solutions, we need to start addressing the root causes of our problems. Debt is a tool of enslavement, and the fact that humanity is now more than $200 trillion in debt should deeply alarm all of us. And I could not agree with that more. Now, folks, I've talked about this endlessly, and I'm going to keep talking about it endlessly until you either get the idea that maybe this is the kind of thing that you should be sharing with people, because you see, this isn't political. This isn't the left against the right. It isn't against dreamers or people that think that they're owed something out of entitlements that you have to pay for. And conversely, under the guise of conservatism, whatever the hell that means anymore, we're being pitted left against right in terms today that should be obvious to everybody. We have a new paradigm out there. It's called the lefties. The lefties know absolutely nothing about how anything works. It just depends on how they feel about it. Don't let facts, don't let figures, don't let reality have a standard anywhere in their judgment. Now, even though the nations of the world are very deeply divided on almost everything else, somehow virtually all of them have been convinced that central banking is the way to go. Today, less than 1%, 0.1% of the population of the world lives in a country that does not have a central banking system. Do you think there's any possible way that this is a coincidence? And it is also not a coincidence that we are now facing the greatest debt bubble in the history of the world. Once you understand that central banks are designed to create endless debt, and once you understand that 99.9% of the global population lives in a country that has a central bank, then it finally makes sense why we've accumulated so much debt. The elite of the world use debt as a tool of enslavement, and central banking has allowed them to literally enslave the entire planet. Let me stop here and digress for a second, because why we have accumulated so much debt? Do you remember the days, folks, when we used to talk about accumulated wealth? That you didn't have to depend on a government program for your retirement? That you had enough money even at the taxation rates of yesteryear? that the system of economics was still viable enough that if you wanted to put in the hours, you got the return. You got the money for whatever they call it. It was a debt instrument, but it wasn't straddled with endless debt, which drives down the value of the currency. This is pretty much in check. Well, pretty much in check. Prior to World War II. If we remember what John F. Kennedy did by executive order in 1963, he said that I'm going to give the common American a break. I'm going to issue $5 billion, which magically was the same number that year of the national debt. I'm going to issue $5 billion in interest-free money. He stuck his finger in the banker's eyes, and the bankers didn't like it. Now, some of you may not be familiar on how a central bank differs from a normal bank. The following definition of central banks comes from Wikipedia. A central bank, reserve bank, or monetary authority is an institution that manages a state's currency, the money supply, and interest rates. Central banks also usually oversee the commercial banking system of their respective countries. In contrast to a commercial bank, a central bank possesses a monopoly on increasing the monetary base in the state, and usually also prints the national currency, which usually serves as the state's legal tender. Now, over the past 100 years or so, we've seen central banks steadily be established all over the planet. At this point, there are just 8 very small nations that still do not have a central bank. Andorra, Monaco, Nauru, Kiribati, Tuvalu, Palau, Marshall Islands, and the Federated States of Micronesia. I didn't even know half of these nations existed. Did you? When you add the populations of those 8 nations together, it comes to much less than 0.1% of the global population. But even though central banking is nearly universal, only a very small fraction of the global population can tell you how money is created. Do you know where money comes from? Here in the United States, most people just assume that the federal government creates money. But that's not true at all. And let me stop and digress again here at this point. Go to the website, folks, republicbroadcasting.org. In a nice researched article describing how the Internal Revenue Service is a private corporation. Oh, so we have the federal banking system inside this country that's not federal. It is a private corporation for profit. The same people that dreamed up the Emergency Banking Act of 1913 were some of the very same people that crafted the language for the income tax. And all of these years, I've finally been proven correct that that income tax was a mechanism for the surety of the loans that the government was going to make with the private corporation. Many are absolutely shocked when they discover the U.S. currency is actually borrowed into existence. The federal government gives U.S. Treasury bonds, call that debt, to the Federal Reserve in exchange for money that the Federal Reserve creates out of nothing. Government wants it, Treasury said you got it, they start applying figures, and off we're running. The Federal Reserve then auctions off those bonds to the highest bidder, which there hasn't been a whole lot recently. Because of our, what did they call that, a banking crisis of 2008? No, it was the world's biggest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind, to put it in its proper context. We'll take the break here, back in 3.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
And you can make those donations payable to Republic Broadcasting Network. Our address here, just simply put on the envelope, RBN, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or, easy way, go to the website. Let's go to the donate button at the top of the page. Underneath the banner, because you can handle the truth. Donate takes you to the PayPal page. You can actually sign up for monthly donations right then and there. But please, folks, make a donation today by going to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button. It's also got our address there as well. Or even simpler than that, just call the network. 800-724-2719, hit extension 3. The person that answers that phone would be more than happy to take your donation. By the way, unlike PBS, we don't get government grants to make up the difference. Here in the United States, most people just assume that the federal government creates money, but that is not true at all. Many are absolutely shocked when they discover the U.S. currency is actually borrowed into existence. The federal government gives U.S. Treasury bonds, debt to the Federal Reserve in exchange for money the Federal Reserve creates out of thin air. And, as I said, they auction off those bonds to the highest bidder. and there aren't too many people bidding on the nasty debt. Since the federal government must pay interest on those bonds, the amount of debt that is created in these transactions is actually greater than the amount of money that's created. But we're told if we can just circulate the money throughout the economy fast enough and tax it at a high enough rate, then we can eventually pay off the debt. Of course, that never actually happens. And so the federal government always has to go back and borrow even more money. This is called a debt spiral. And at this point, we will never be able to escape it until we do away with this horrible system. But why does our government, or any government for that matter, have to borrow money that's created by a central bank in the first place? Why can't governments just create money themselves? Well, that's the big secret that nobody's supposed to talk about. Theoretically, the U.S. government doesn't actually have to borrow a single penny. Instead of borrowing money, the Federal Reserve creates it out of thin air. The federal government could just create money directly and spend it into circulation. Yes, it could actually happen. And remember, as I said, back in 1963, President John F. Kennedy signed Executive Order 11110, which authorized the U.S. Treasury to issue debt-free United States notes, which were not created by the Federal Reserve. These debt-free notes began to be issued, and you can still find them for sale today on eBay. Unfortunately, President Kennedy was assassinated shortly after his executive order was issued, and the notes were not in production for very long. If we had ultimately fully adopted United States notes and had phased out the Federal Reserve notes, we wouldn't be $20 trillion in debt today. And folks, the $20 trillion is a misnomer. Who the hell knows how much the debt is? Some have put it minimally at $150 trillion. Some people have said it is in excess of $200 trillion. Mr. Snyder is claiming that, well, worldwide people are in debt, $200 trillion. But in fact, in this country today, we may be at that benchmark right now, and it's still climbing. The elite of the world would love to get national governments deep, and they just love to get these guys in debt. Why? Because it enables them to enslave entire populations while making an obscene amount of money in the process. And back in 1913, this insidious plan was rushed through Congress just before Christmas, was based on a blueprint that had been developed by a very powerful Wall Street interest. Author G. Edward Griffin did an extraordinary job documenting all of how this happened in the book entitled The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve. A central bank was established, and it was purposely designed to create a government debt spiral, and that is precisely what has happened. Let's take the break. A little bit more on this. I'll take your calls at 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in two NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Common Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Man, did they take it all away. Since 1913, the size of the national debt has gotten more than 6 times larger, and the value of our dollar has declined by more than 98%. Many conservatives are still under the illusion that we could get out of debt someday if we just grow the economy fast enough. But we have shown in other articles that we have gotten to the point where this is mathematically impossible. And most people are operating under the false assumption, I mean, this is a delusion that media never corrects, that the Federal Reserve is part of the federal government, but that's not accurate either. There is often a lot of confusion about the Fed Reserve because a lot of people think that it's simply an agency of the federal government, but of course that's not true at all. In fact, as Ron Paul likes to say, the Federal Reserve is about as federal as the Federal Express is. The Fed is an independent central bank that has even argued in court that it's not an agency of the federal government, by their own admission. Yes, the president appoints the leadership of the Fed, but the Fed and other central banks around the world have always fiercely guarded their independence. On the official Fed website, it's admitted that the 12 regional Federal Reserve banks are organized, much like private corporations. And they are very much operate like private entities. They even issue shares of stock to the private banks that own them. In case you were wondering, by the way, about that stock, the federal government has zero shares. And according to the U.S. Constitution, a private central bank cartel should not be issuing our currency. Article 1, Section 8 of our Constitution. Congress is solely given the authority to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and of foreign coin, and fix the standards of weights and measures. So why in the world has this authority been given to a central bank? The truth is that we do not need a central banking system. From 1872 to 1913, there was no central banks and no income tax, and it turned out to be the greatest period of economic growth in all of U.S. history. But since the Fed was established, there have been 18 different recessions or depressions, 1918, 1920, 1923, 26, 29, 37, 1945, 49, 53, 58, 60, 69, 73, 80, 81, 90, 2001, and 2008. Abolishing the Federal Reserve is one of the core issues that I've been writing about these things for the past 7 years. I have discussed the elite use debt to enslave all the rest of us, and the central banking allows them to literally dominate the entire planet. Until we abolish this debt-based system and go to a currency that's debt-free, we are never going to permanently solve our very deep, long-term economic financial problems. And because they are so immensely wealthy now, the elite are able to wield extraordinary influence in our society. They control our mainstream media, our politicians, and even global institutions such as the United Nations. Anyone who would dare to question the validity of the current system, they're marginalized. And for a long time, very few politicians around the world were even willing to speak out against central banking. However, that is starting to change. A new generation of leaders is rising, and they are absolutely determined to break the stranglehold that the elite have on our country. It won't be easy, but if we are able to wake enough people up, I believe that we will eventually be able to free ourselves from this insidious system. By the way, another way that the banks create money out of nothing, they loan it into circulation. Go to a bank, take out a mortgage. They create that credit line in your name. The money isn't there. They just created the obligation for you to pay them. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John. In 1909, according to G. Edward Griffith, that's when they came together on Jekyll Island and started to propose this this central bank thing. And then I'm guessing from 1909 to 1913, they gave them 4 years to go ahead and grease all these people in Congress. But where I'm coming from is that I'm really ashamed of my ancestors. I'm sure I'm related to a few of them. That allowed this to actually happen. They sold their souls. They sold everything. And maybe many of these people, just like today, we've got a lot of representatives and senators and stuff that really don't realize that they hold the prosperity of the people of this country in their hands. And back then, I don't think they realized it either. And so they ended up selling our soul to this central bank, which, like you said, creates money out of thin air. And this is what makes me wonder about people like George Soros. I mean, his roots are he sold out the Jewish people claiming he was a Christian, and then later on in life, now he's financing Black Lives Matter and stuff. And I just saw something about his net worth was, I mean, he's transferring like $19 billion to his personal private foundation or whatnot. And then I also heard that Donald Trump, I mean, during the trail of Donald Trump, I heard he was worth over $10 billion. Well, I just heard that he lost $600 and some odd million, and his net worth is like $3.8 billion now. So I don't even know what to believe anymore. But I do know this. I do know that the Constitution is simply written. How could we stray so far away where we are today, John? How can we get this far away from this and people actually believe we're still following the Constitution?
They don't even know what the Constitution says, so how would they know if politicians were following it or not? It's embarrassing.
Right.
It's embarrassing because the lineage and history of our country and its founding documents have been purged from the educational entities we have in this country. The public fool system, which the communists themselves made comment on, that the United States should have free schooling, should be paid for by the government and controlled by the government for the transmission of propaganda or the elimination of true history. Cuts both ways.
Well, isn't it amazing that these people can legalize whatever they want to legalize, and then when they get caught doing something wrong, they can just proclaim that the Constitution's there. You wait a minute, my Fourth Amendment, you know? But you go into any kind of courtroom and try to declare that and see what happens. I mean, this is extremely, I mean, this is completely unbalanced, big time. People of power have more rights than the little people. And it, you know, I mean,
so see, and stop right there, Andy, because this whole system that we have wasn't designed to make giant people and have Lilliputians, you know, working for the man. This Constitution gave everybody the equality that everybody's complaining that they don't have today, which I find rather fascinating. You know, it's just an endless political tool to whipsaw people and to divide them. And it's amazing to me. I mean, 20 years ago, I was telling blacks, you know, I understand the slavery issue, and I understand you might be a little hurt over that one. But here, I got a news flash for you. The white people are starting to figure out that they're enslaved. What do you mean? They're not slaves. And I heard this 20 years ago. You've got all the privilege, and we ain't got nothing. And I said, no, back up here. I said, it becomes a problem just like with drugs. As long as drugs were running around in the inner city, nobody really gave a damn about it. But when it spread outside of the inner cities and became a white problem, well, then all of a sudden it was a problem. I said, whites are now discovering that they have been used and they've been enslaved by the monetary system, and that makes you, my friend, double tapped. If you're complaining about slavery then, you're now a slave again. Only this one doesn't come under lashes or shackles. It's a prison with no visible bars. And you should see the looks that I got, and this was two decades ago.
That's crazy, John. That's absolutely crazy. But I'll tell you what, I don't feel guilty for being white.
I don't want to get into a racial thing here. I'm not, Dandy, I'm not saying guilty about nothing. I'm not asking you if you feel guilty or you don't feel guilty. These are conversations that keep being repeated that shouldn't be repeated and talked about.
I totally agree. I just think that, you know, we're being made as a white person to feel guilty for being white. I had nothing to do with anything that happened to anybody
okay.
of any other
All right,
color.
Andy, go to the confessional and confess that. Don't confess it to me.
I'll do that.
Okay.
I'll do that. Thank you, John.
Uh-huh. How the hell did this turn into a race issue? And his guilt, whether existing non-guilt, white guilt, or... Oh, man. See what I mean? Focusing, folks, on the real problems we have rather than knee-jerking and reacting to whatever somebody is out there doing. Just more theater to extract people from the real path of we got problems, let's examine them, let's find out about them, and then rectify them. And all of this other crap is just that. Just bluster and diversion. Do you think that of all the Black Lives Matter people out there, or all the people that thought about, you know, oh gosh, it's unequal in today's society. Do you think if they actually heard a little speech by yours truly here to redirect them to the problems that we're facing? Do you really think that they'd be out in the streets demonstrating against what? I haven't figured out what they're demonstrating against. You know why? Because they don't know what they're demonstrating against. They don't understand the fundamental system. They don't understand how they've been cheated in it. They don't understand how they've been ensnared by the welfare state. And all of a sudden, let's throw on the top of that that, well, I'm black and you're oppressing me. We're all being oppressed. Put us all in a damn blender. Mix us all up. What do you see? Red. That's the basic color we're all in right now. We're all in the red. And until such time that the welfare state starts to feel the purse pinch, let's call it, well, then, my God, then we have real problems. We had a problem setting up a giveaway system in the first place for reasons real or imagined. And the second mistake was not telling the people the truth about the enslavement. And I ain't talking about picking cotton, neither. I am so sick and tired of the black-white, white-black. It's bull-pucky. Why do you think established blacks in this country are standing there shaking their head right now going, I don't know what these people are up to? They're not standing around pumping the fist in the air, black power. Because you ain't got no power. The only thing you have is dependence. You've got nothing. And the only power that you did have is the ability to vote for people that were going to give you more money, but no solution to the problem. These are the words that should be spoken to all Americans so everybody understands. You want to talk about a kumbaya moment in this country? You want to talk about a coming together? Let's have real adult conversations about the real problems facing this country, and you'd be amazed at how fast the rest of this crap would disappear. I'm just sitting here looking at a $2 bill issued in 1963, a United States note. With a smiling Jefferson, well, kind of smiling, his portrait on the bill. This, folks, is it real money? No, it's paper with ink on it. Different ink color for the seal on the bill and also the serial number of the bill. This one happens to be red. And on our Federal Reserve notes, we all know that the symbol is green, the seal, and the note. The number, the numeric number for that note is in green. Is this money? No. But I'll tell you what it does not carry. It carries no obligation to a bank. It is debt or interest free. Therein lies the difference. The final part of the coup d'etat in this country took place, I think, back in 1973 when we closed the gold window. All of a sudden, these banks that are sitting there with all their ill-gotten gains, they had a wonderful idea. Let's give people credit cards the ability to borrow money against their future earnings. And by the way, there's an interest on that. Have you seen some of the interest on the cards today? Upwards to 26%? I don't even think Guido and the and the street corner money lenders would even charge interest at that rate. Maybe it was higher. But the trick to this was just an exchange for goods and labor. That's all that it was. Just a denomination of a figure for debt incurred, payment made, end of story. No interest, no middleman. And here the world has been rocked with the biggest depression. Yes, I will call it a depression. The biggest depression in human history, affecting so many countries, and they still haven't figured it out. Many people are, folks. Many, many are. I did that partly in response to the letter I got the other day. The only thing you want to talk about is Steve Elkins, a waiting room, and money. Well, there you have it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street and says, why am I short of attention?
Survey finds Americans' views on free speech is a whole bunch of crazy. And let me preface this by saying this is how well the non-education of our children in this country has been going. It's been going swimmingly well for those that would want us to forget our history. The biggest thing this survey proves is that the Orwellian doublespeak is alive and well. If you're unfamiliar with doublespeak, it's a term in the novel 1984. It is speech intentionally meant to confuse or obscure reality. What does free speech mean? What is hate speech? And what laws currently or should exist in regards to speaking freely? The answer from America proves how successful the media and the politicians have been in making Americans less grounded than a satellite. The powers that be have successfully confused and obscured any hint of rationality and beliefs. There seems to be little method and all madness. People simply make up their minds emotionally instead of thinking critically. And that's how those in power like it. When people behave emotionally, they're more easy to control. A rational belief would be something along the lines of Evelyn Beatrice's Hall's, "I do not agree with what you have to say, but I'll defend it to the death, your right to say it." And an irrational belief would be that anything that offends you should not be called free speech. Those who believe the latter fail to understand that practically anything can be considered offensive to somebody. Under those circumstances, politicians could limit any kind of critical speech, claiming it promotes violence, offends, or is hate speech. The holding of two contradictory beliefs at the same time? This is what the study found. An overwhelming majority of Americans believe that it would be hard to ban hate speech because people can't agree what speech is hateful. Yet a majority of Americans and a supermajority of African Americans, there's those hyphenated people again, believe that society can prohibit hate speech and still protect free speech. And to complicate matters, a quarter of Americans, 38% of African Americans, and 45% of Latinos erroneously believed it's already illegal to make a racist statement in public. So even though most people don't think you could properly define hate speech, they still don't think banning it would violate free speech. That's the magic of the government for you. Some people will have speech that they do not consider hate speech, limited, but somehow free speech will still be protected. Yeah, okay. Now, who should get protection against hate speech? 46% would support a law making it illegal to say offensive things about African Americans. 47% of Latinos, 41% of African Americans, and 26% of whites would favor a law making it illegal to say offensive things about white people in public. I thought this one was hilarious. White people aren't interested in making it illegal to trash talk them, but our other races are. And of course, where is the line? Who gets to decide what constitutes offensive? Obviously, the government. Let's take the top of the hour break. Thomas in New Mexico, if I'm going to take your call, you're going to get off the speaker. Pick up the receiver, Thomas. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to opine on this radio program. Please do.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.